With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Unlike type 2 diabetes, which is often tied to being significantly overweight, type 1 diabetes is genetic. That means children are born with it, although symptoms don't usually surface until later in childhood. Type 1 diabetes occurs when the pancreas stops producing the hormone called insulin. Insulin helps the body store and use dietary sugar and starches, the primary fuel for our bodies. Symptoms of type 1 diabetes include increased thirst and appetite, frequent urination, and severe weight loss. Once diagnosed, diabetic children will need to control their condition for the rest of their lives. They usually need regular insulin injections, and they must monitor their blood sugar, daily nutrition, and activity. Poorly managed type 1 diabetes can lead to kidney failure, blindness, and circulation problems. But children who cooperate with their parents and pediatricians to manage their diabetes can lead normal lives. For more information on your child's health, visit AAP.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin for CBS News.